Good afternoon. We are calling together again the Conference Committee of State and Local Government and Elections for the completion of our Finance Conference Committee report. It is Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. We're in room G3, and it is 4:34 in the afternoon. We have just a little bit of work to finish this conference report, and that is the adoption of a couple of state government provisions. These are provisions that have been the continued work between the administration and this committee. And so I want to note that a quorum is present, and I want to turn to, excuse me. All right. We are in recess. To the call of the chair. We'll call the committee back to order and see if we can get this done between the votes. His time is of the essence. Chair Cleburne, would you like to say anything?
I would just like to thank you all for the great work that you've done. It's been a pleasure to be the co-chair of this committee. I would like to thank our team on the House side, Amanda Rudolph, Nonpartisan Research.
Thank you. Matt Gehring, Helen Roberts, and Chelsea Griffin. And I would like to thank Lee Nash, and to give you an opportunity, John, our researcher, and where did Ryan go? Ryan, the GOP researcher, and Jonah Westerman, our CLA. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Chair Cleburne. It has been an adventure for certain to do this work. And one of the people I serve with in the Minnesota Senate observed that we have a good working relationship. Like they said, it seems like you two get along pretty well, which I thought was a decent observation and an honest one. I also want to say thank you to everybody, and I'm not going to belabor the point, but you can see here and here how remarkable we are. I will say it is a remarkable feat that in 5 months' time a group of people are able to move through this process, a public and a challenging process, a budget that is going to serve the people. And it is because of everybody's work and so many people that aren't in this room right now, and this work will result in improvement in people's lives, and it's so important. So I this time of the year is always a little bit more raw and a little more emotional, so I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to emote all over you. And instead, I think we should just get our work done. That's all the same with you. So as I said, we have a couple of amendments that have been the result of work between conference chairs, the conference committee, and the administration, particularly the House, one dealing with the Compensation Council, one dealing with open and statutory appropriation. And we have those amendments before us, and I'm wondering, Chair Cleburne, if you'd like to move those.
Thank you. I'll begin with move the adoption of H1830A105.
All right, members, you have before you the A105 amendment, and this is a continuation of work that we've already begun in this conference report dealing with the open and statutory appropriation for the legislature. There has been a lot of conversation about this. I will say there is a letter that has been signed by the chairs of the committee, by the leader and the speaker of the House and the governor, that will, you know, pull us together to continue to make sure that what we are doing here is as intended. And if there are things that we need to do to make sure going forward in the next year, if there are tweaks or adjustments that we need to make, that those will be done so cooperatively. Are there questions on the A105? All right. Chair Cleburne moves the A105 amendment. Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed, say no.
No.
And that motion is adopted. It's good to be with you, Representative Nash. And one more. Chair Cleburne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will move to amend the Compensation Council by moving to adopt the H1830A107 amendment.
Chair Cleaborne adapts the A107 amendment. This, again, is amending provision that's already in the conference report as it is coming together, but has a little additional language from the administration. Does anybody have questions? Representative Nash. Mr. Gearing, would you like to cover those for us, please?
Madam Chair, Representative Nash, sure. So that on the A107 amendment, compared to the language that the committee has looked at previously, I would point to some changes in the first section. You see previously the language proposed in the conference committee removed the appointees of the governor, and this reinstates those appointees to the Compensation Council, and then also on line 1.14, 1.15, you see new language that prohibits members appointed by the governor from voting on the salary of the governor. And in other respects, this language is the same as what the conference committee has seen previously. And then I would move to page 3. You see an uncoded session law that adopts the salary recommendations for constitutional officers that was submitted by the Compensation Council March 31st. And previously in the conference committee, you saw language that reinstated the conference committee for this coming year, and that's being addressed. That was addressed by the A105 amendment, so that has been removed here. And this is just making the one sentence adoption of the constitutional officer salary changes from this year.
Thank you, Mr. Gearing. Are there further questions? All right. Seeing no questions, then. Chair Cleaver moves the A107. Seeing no questions, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. There were questions at the end of our meeting on Saturday. So as I understand it, we don't have the full report before us because we are building the report with the work that we're doing. So as we continue to adopt these pieces, they become the report. When we sign the report, when it's finished by the staff in the revisor's office, that will be the final vote, if you will, approval of that full report. Okay? I just want to make sure that we're all and everybody in the audience is clear on what we're doing here. So I'd like to make a motion to instruct our staff to prepare the committee report, including all the provisions adopted by the conference committee. The staff are authorized to make technical corrections as needed. Any questions about that? Chair Cleaborne.
Thank you. I just want to make clear that the amendments that we have passed, it is our intent to replace and supersede any conflicting amendments, and that we will direct counsel to do that when preparing the final conference report. Thank you.
All right. So is that a motion? I will move that then. To have staff prepare the committee report, including all the provisions adopted by the conference committee report, and staff are authorized to make technical corrections if needed. Any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And members, with that, we've concluded our conference committee's business. We are joyfully adjourned.